From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city of Aleppo have reported a surge in airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Aleppo, the country's second biggest city, has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. U.S. military and intelligence officials are questioning whether Russia has the will or the capability to do anything about the growing crisis in Syria, accusing Moscow of perpetrating a humanitarian catastrophe.
But we can't be the only ones trying to hold this door open. Russia and the regime must do their part, or this will have no chance. The question now is whether there remains any real chance of moving forward, because it's clear we cannot continue on the same path any longer.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. U.S. President Barack Obama will veto legislation Friday that would allow survivors and relatives of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in the U.S. to sue Saudi Arabia's government for damages. Mr. Obama has said the legislation would expose Americans overseas to legal risk. Congress is expected to try to override the president's veto, which would require votes by two-thirds of the lawmakers to complete. Riyadh has denied any involvement in the attacks. However, 15 of the 19 airline hijackers were identified as Saudis. This is VOA News. The mayor of the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, said Friday she would like the video of Tuesday's police shooting of an unarmed African-American man be released, but did not indicate when the footage should be made public. Civil rights groups have been calling on police to release video of the shooting, which sparked 3 days of demonstrations. Charlotte's police chief says the shooting investigation is now being handled by state officials. Kerr Putney says the case is being turned over, and rather he said last night things were relatively quiet, but violence erupted during the two previous nights, resulting in injuries and property damage. Hundreds of demonstrators defied a midnight curfew, marching without incident into the early hours of Friday. Authorities said they had no plans to enforce the curfew as long as the protests remained peaceful. Meantime, a police officer is facing a manslaughter charge in the shooting death of an African-American man in Tulsa, Oklahoma. CNN is reporting the officer charged in the shooting of Terrence Crutcher near his disabled vehicle has received death threats. Issues confronting the Middle East dominated Thursday's UN General Assembly debate. Margaret Bashir has more.
On the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas warned that Israel's continued settlement expansion is jeopardizing any chance of a two-state solution.
Settlements are illegal in every aspect and any manifestation. We will therefore continue to exert all efforts for the adoption of a Security Council resolution on the settlements.
But Israel's leader was defiant.
We will not accept any attempt by the UN to dictate terms to Israel.
Meanwhile, Iraq's leader said his government is making progress in its battle with the self-proclaimed Islamic State. A major offensive to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the terrorists is expected in the coming months.
That was Margaret Bashir at the United Nations. In Thailand, a road bomb exploded, killing three police officers south of Bangkok in Yala. Authorities say two other officers were wounded. Yala is one of the three Muslim-majority provinces in predominantly Buddhist Thailand and has been plagued with separatist violence since January of 2004. Chinese court on Thursday sentenced prominent civil rights lawyer Shay Lin to 12 years in prison on fraud charges and what some human rights advocates are calling retaliation for his defense of high-profile clients such as dissident artist Ai Weiwei, who challenged the government. Shay is the latest of civil rights activists, particularly defense lawyers, to be sentenced under the administration of President Xi Jinping. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.